Gospel distribution ministry presents Brother Julius Wilmy with faith building messages for the end time. Stay tuned and be blessed.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. Moses, how close he was to God, he begged and prayed and asked God, please. God said, no, you are not going into the land too. So he just lost favor on that particular point. But what we are saying is, it's just a matter of the instruction is so to be watched to the letter. That's what God is telling us. And when we want to walk with the Lord in this end time, to be like Jesus, we have to pay attention to every instruction, even the instructions in the scriptures. How much more when he speaks to us. There's a Bible verse that Paul said, when your own obedience is fulfilled. So now obedience, that is what we are talking about. Is my obedience fulfilled if my father tells me to go burn these things and I say yes and I took all of those things to the trash and I was burning them and I picked that wristwatch and I put it in my pocket? Yeah, it looked like I've obeyed, but to the high and lofty one who seeth all things, it's not complete because I pick up something. You may say, well, what does it matter? It's just a wristwatch. To God, it's not a wristwatch. That is the danger we are not seeing many times when we are dealing with the spiritual things. Because if he said these things are contaminated, you know, right now in the world, we can talk about it. If they say something is contaminated with radiation, what does that mean? Don't play with it. It's contaminated with radiation, which means if you touch it, it might even cause radiation into your fingers and you yourself be sick. How much more what God can see can be demons. They will lash themselves to those things and God said, burn them up. And you didn't want to bung this one, and you bring it back. See, we are just trying to put meaning into what could it mean. It could mean much more than that. But this is what God is telling us, that when your own obedience is fulfilled, then God will be ready to avenge every disobedience. He wants you to be able to cast out demons. In my name, you shall cast out demons. And then you can try to cast out some devils. They refuse to obey you. But God is the one that should make them obey you. But when God refused to make them obey you, it's because you are not completely obedient to him yet. So it's just as simple as that. When your own obedience is fulfilled. Praise the Lord. But like I said, some of these things can be deadly. It could be as serious as people falling down dead. Here is an example in the book of Leviticus. Because when we say obedience, it's not, you say, well, God didn't tell me directly. But what he has written down is just like the one I quoted, flee fornication. It has been written in the scriptures. If you say, I'm going to follow the Lord, you should just take those words seriously. He said, flee. Don't play around with the opposite sex when it's not your partner, your wife, your the one you are married to. Flee means you avoid it. That's why many people, when we are born again, we cut off everything that could make us to get into any trouble. Cut it off. Because he said, flee fornication. So the same way, here's an example of these two sons of Aaron. Praise the Lord. In the book of Leviticus chapter 9, these men are not, they are not little boys. They are already grown up with wives. They are married. But they are the sons of Aaron, the high priest. God has already anointed them that they will be priests with their father. Moses anointed all of them together. And here is what happened. They must have known what God said, but somehow they forgot something. Leviticus chapter 9, verse 23. I said, not paying enough attention to the instruction can be as deadly as people falling down dead. Or it could just be losing favor with God that the prayer he prayed is not as effective as the other guy. What made the Lord Jesus Christ to be able to just say it, to do? He said, because I always do that which is pleasing unto my Father. And we want to be like Jesus. If we are not like Jesus, if our obedience is not fulfilled, what will we lose? We may not miss heaven. We may not be cast into hell. We may not even fall down dead. Maybe our prayer is just not as effective. We are not to be able to walk on the water like Jesus Christ walked on the water. Why? Because we are not as obedient as he was obedient to the Spirit. That's all part of that. Maybe that is what our goal is. We want to be like Jesus. We want to be like Jesus. Amen. Leviticus chapter 9. Let me read verse 23. See the story of this man. Now, verse 23 and 24 is the prelude to verse chapter 10. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. Well, what was happening there? God appeared and they saw the fire came down and burned the sacrifice by itself before anybody light a candle. And the people feared and they fell down and said, oh God, is with us. But these priests, in verse chapter 10, the two sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them a censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. We didn't know how they got the idea from. They just decided to go and they saw this fire came down. I remember somebody told me that if a light comes down from the sky and it's the Lord, you will just jump into the light, maybe you will take him to heaven. Maybe that's the kind of thing that came to this mind of this. They just decided that, wow, the Lord came down, they got incense, started making it, and God smote them. Who told you to make incense? See? He said, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Well, you can see what that happened, what we make Aaron. Aaron was the high priest, he just got scared. I say, disobedience, it could be as deadly as that. Another story, when David the king, which was in another chapter, 1 Samuel or 2 Samuel, David the king wanted to bring the ark of God, and they were carrying it, and they were playing tambourines, cymbals, and they were all praising the Lord. But they put the ark on the cart, which a donkey was pulling. And one of the priests, who was actually the son of the man that was keeping the ark all along, his sons were following the ark, they were like priests too. And the ark was shaking the ark of the covenant was, because they said the donkey stumbled somehow, and this guy grabbed the ark so that it won't fall down. And what happened? A fire came down from the ark and just smote him, and he died. You say, well, it could be as deadly as that, just disobedience. That's all disobedience. Well, who told him not to touch the ark? They know the ways how this thing should be done, because they are not following the precepts, or they are not obeying the instruction. They are not to touch it. They are to carry it upon their shoulder. So that simple disobedience or not doing it right, it could be just as deadly as falling down there, or it could be just they just lost favor. So we're saying that whichever one happens, we need to learn something from this exhortation. The word of the king, even on earth, is serious. But how strongly should he say it for you to take it to letter? How much more the God of heaven? There's a story of Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 2. 1 Kings chapter 2. Let me read this one, then we're going to wrap up with that story. This is the story of King Solomon after David has given him instruction about. Actually, David told him about this man that was like an enemy of David. And David said, I'm not going to touch this man. I'm not going to kill him. But you are the new king now. You just do whatever you like to him. I know you are wise, but don't let him live. So Solomon wanted to act on that instruction of his father, who just passed the kingdom to him. And Solomon called this man called Shimei. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 8. That was where Solomon was given instruction by David. David said, and behold, thou hast with thee Shimei, the son of Gera, a Benjamite of Bahurim, which cost me with a grievous cause in the day when I came down to meet, when I went to Mahanaim. But he came down to meet me at Jordan, and I swear to him by the Lord, saying, I will not put thee to death with the sword. He said, but therefore, hold him not guiltless, for thou art a wise man, and know what thou oughtest to do unto him. But his hoary head bring thou down to the grave with blood. So David gave instruction to Solomon that don't let this man live. I have sworn to him that I will not kill him, but you are separate. You can do whatever you like. So now Solomon was going to act on that. This is what I'm trying to point out in this story, is that the word of a king, he gave an instruction to this man, and that was how Solomon set it up. In verse 36, so Solomon called this man and said, in verse 36, and the king sent and called for Shimei and said unto him, build thee an house in Jerusalem and dwell there. Go not forth thence any whither. For it shall be that on the day thou goest out and passest over the brook Kidron, thou shalt know for certain that thou shalt surely die. Thy blood shall be upon thine own head. And Shimei said unto the king, the saying is good. As my lord the king has said, so will thy servant do. And Shimei dwelt in Jerusalem many days. Well, that is instruction. Solomon, actually, we know he set him up. So don't leave this county, because I have something against you. Anytime you leave the county, you are in trouble. You are going to be killed. And so Shimei knew that he offended the family of David. So he said, yes, sir, that's what I will do. So he knew what was going on. So he said, yeah. But how strongly should it be said? How many times should it be repeated to his ear for him to take it seriously? Or how long? But sometimes people forget. Maybe, for example, in our own case, it could be IRS said this way. That's what the IRS said. But does it have to be repeated over and over? If there is their law, they may not get you in the first year if you keep doing it, or you have done what they said you shouldn't do. Maybe 5 years later, they got you. But they will get you anyway when they finally get you. And that is the same thing. How much more God? This is King Solomon is saying, well, he gave this man this instruction. And the Bible said in the next verse, that 3 years passed. 3 years passed. Maybe the Shimei, I thought, well, it's not that important. He said, don't leave the county. And then, yes, sir. Well, first year, the second year, the third year. Then something happened. He just had to leave the county to go get his servants. And he went and came back. Nothing happened. Maybe he thought nobody would tell the king. But 3 years, maybe people that heard it then, maybe they have forgotten. How strongly should it be said? How strongly should it be said? How many times should it be repeated for us to take that instruction very seriously? The words that are chosen, that are words of kings, are very important. Maybe some weeks later, somebody told the king, Shimei has gone to another city and came back. Then the king, 3 years has passed, called Shimei. Said, did you not swear? Didn't I say you shouldn't leave this county? Now he was dumbfounded. Then they have to get rid of him that day. So what are we saying? What we are saying is that was the word of a king on earth. 3 years may pass, but it was still effective. How much more the word of God, that is the King of Kings, his words are to be watched very carefully. That is what I'm trying to point. That's what the Lord is telling me in this story, and I'm passing it down to you. That we want to be like Jesus. When we come to the state where he said, a servant is not greater than his Lord. We want to be like Jesus, we want to be exactly like him. We have to watch his words very carefully. To be like him is to obey him to the letter. In fact, the terms he gave as a friend, he said, you are my friend if you do whatsoever I command you. That is his own terms of being his friend. When you do whatsoever he commands you. So remember that the word of a king is serious. The word of God is much more serious. Especially watch the words he used. Watch the instruction carefully, because it could be just to the point of losing favor with him. But we want to be as great as Lord. Here's how I'm going to wrap it up. In John chapter 5, the Lord gave us his own example. John chapter 5, verse 19. The words of God is pure. Do not add anything to it, nor change anything from it, and wash it carefully. John chapter 5, verse 19. Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he see the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise. And we know in Mark chapter 1, verse 11, even before all these things, the Bible said, the voice came from heaven and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased, which means he has come to the state where it is whatever the Father says is what he will do. He said, as I hear, I judge. He said, I'm not even judging according to my own intellect. Whatever I hear the Father say, that's what I do. In short, the Lord is giving us example that we ought to be like that too. Watch the word of God very carefully. And take fast hold of that instruction, because that may be the reason why we are not getting what we want to get as we ought to get it. We are not getting it as we ought to get it. We are not getting the answer speedily or completely. Why? Because we are also not taking the word of God completely or speedily. So we want to check ourselves, check your life. When I speak like that, you could have checked and say, hey, maybe that is one of the things that I know if I have done it completely, if I have done what he said this way, maybe this would have happened. Because sometimes the Lord speaks softly to our heart. Sometimes he speaks softly in the word of God. I remember a friend that told me that, remember there was a time somebody gave exhortation that you stay out of debt, or you should not do this. If we refinance our house and we took the money out and we spend it, and then here comes the trouble. If you look back, you might say, hey, maybe during that time we are doing that, there was an exhortation that said you shouldn't participate in that. Maybe I won't run into this trouble. So that is one of the things when we talk about the instruction of God, it may be as simple as just losing some favor or losing some opportunity or regretting something. But if we take fast hold of those instructions and watch it carefully, we'll be avoiding a lot of trouble. We'll be avoiding a lot of trouble. That is what we want to point out. And we want to be like Jesus, because that is the goal of this end time. That God is looking for sons at this time. He wants us to come to the state where we can say, as I hear the Father tells me, that is exactly what I will do. If I go to pray for the sick, the way I hear him say, that's the way I'm going to do it. And the Lord will be blessing you, and the Lord will be pleased when you are, or your obedience is completely fulfilled like that. And that is what we want to challenge everybody to. I want to challenge you as I'm challenging myself. Do you want your obedience? Is your obedience so fulfilled? If your obedience is not fulfilled, it is time for us to begin to cry unto the Lord and say, Lord, whatever is that thing? Sometimes it comes to your mind, you just don't know why you acted this way. Or you don't know why you yielded to this opinion. Opinion of the people, opinion of friends, opinion of crowds that make you to just change the way the things, or the opinion of the flesh that just lost it after the wristwatch. Or opinion of the people that wanted to please the crowd, and they say, well, I don't think the God didn't say we shouldn't do it anyway, and you just agree with them. God didn't say we shouldn't do that, and you agree with them. But take the fast hold of instruction. Take the word of God very carefully. If the scripture said it, I believe God meant it. And those who are taking it so seriously, then they get the reward. If you are not taking it seriously, then you won't be getting the reward of those who are taking it seriously. Let's stand up and pray. We're going to pray for ourselves and ask the Lord to help us in these things that look so simple. It looks so simple, but like I give that example, sometimes it's just small, simple things is what put us in trouble, because we are not paying close attention to the instructions that are given in the scriptures. We take it casually, or we generalize it until it really have no meaning. It goes from everything in our way of talking, in our way of dressing, in our way of interacting, in our way of obeying his word. Let's pray for ourselves. Begin to pray right now. Just pray for yourself. Say, Lord, in this obedience thing, help me, Lord. Because when our obedience is fulfilled, then God will be available, will be ready to avenge us, to make our words to be like his own words. So that whatever you say, is it the Lord performing the counsel of his servants? That is when the servants are so obedient to him, he will back them up. So you pray for yourself and say, Lord, I want you to be able to be obedient like you want me to be obedient. But you see, obedience that we are talking about, like Moses, we say Moses disobeyed. That's very, he's so close to God. That disobedience look like it's nothing. It becomes very important also. When you are so close to somebody, obedience to God is very important then. But even you that is far away, you've got to come to Christ so that your way of life has to be changed first. If you are here, you are not even a Christian. You are just invited to church, you come. But you yourself need to first learn the simple fundamental obedience that I want to take Jesus and obey this Bible. You need to first come and let's pray for you and set you free from all the sinful nature that is already ingrained in mankind, that is pulling you away from the life of God. So if you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, You want to learn disobedience. You want to get into this door of obedience. When you begin to obey the Bible, that's when you are actually in the door of obedience. Even then, we that are in the path of obedience, he is trying to make us perfect by all this instruction. But if you are here today, you have not really accepted Jesus. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. To be able to obey him, he has to wash you clean with his blood. He has to put a new spirit in you. And that new spirit is what we call being born again. I want you to come forward. Let's pray for you first. Because that is the message for you. If you have not accepted Christ, you need to first come, accept Jesus Christ, let him wash you with his blood, that will purify your spirit, and you become a new creature. Then you'll be getting closer and closer, and these things I'm talking about, the simple elementary things that say if you do this, you are going to get losing favor. That is losing favor, not getting your prayer answered. But you need to first come and be washed by the blood of Jesus. Is anybody here that needed that deliverance? You say, I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I want to begin to be obedient to God. I want the Lord to touch me and change my nature from this nature of sin to this nature of the Son of God. You've become a new creature. You need that deliverance, and we are here to pray for you and deliver you first and foremost. So you want anybody here that is a new person, you want to be born again, you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, raise up your hands so I can pray with you. Anybody? Or you need deliverance in your body. You want me to just pray for you for healing? You can also step forward and I'll pray for you. If you want healing for your body, I can pray for you right now before we finish up. But if you are just here and say, everything you've said, I just go to church. I'm really not sure that I obey every aspect of the scriptures. There are some things I do obey, but some I just can't do it yet. What you need is a new life in Christ. A new creature, a new nature. And Jesus Christ wants to give you that new nature. And that is when you accept him as your Lord and Savior. You could have been raised in church. You could have been going to church. You do what is pleasing to you. And the other one that you couldn't do, you just brush it aside. That's because you have not been born again. You need to be born again. Let Jesus Christ fill your life and fill your heart. Then your obedience will begin to be in the right direction. So you want to come forward, let's pray for you. If you want to accept Jesus and be born again, come forward, let's pray for you. Don't be afraid, don't be ashamed, and don't assume. Some people say, well, I think I am. If you are born again, you will know. It's an experience one day. When the Holy Ghost come upon you one day, you will know that, from that day, you are a different person. A new nature has come. A new creature in Christ you become. So if you have not, come forward, let's pray for you right now while we are still waiting. Everybody else, just pray. Just pray for yourself right now. Father, we pray for everyone that is listening. We pray for one another right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will help us in this world of obeying you to the letter. Teach us, Lord, how to do it. And give us your grace, Lord, to be able to obey you to the letter, to watch your instruction carefully, to watch your word carefully so that we do not err. Help us, Lord, in this path of righteousness. Because if people like Moses that were so close to God, God told them before them, he said, Moses is a different person. I speak to him face to face. If Moses can just forget an instruction and do something differently and God was not well pleased, how much more we that don't even see him face to face like that? It will make us to tremble and say, Lord, help us in this way, in this pathway, so that we our hearts will be quickened by your spirit, the spirit of your Son that you have put in us. He said he has put the spirit of the Son of God in us so that we can say, Abba, Father. That we will be like Jesus. From our heart, we will be saying, Father, I only want to do what you tell me to do. I only want to move as you want me to move. Say, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he said the Father do? Help us to come to that state, Lord Jesus, so that we will be able to say, like Jesus Christ said it, that as I hear, I judge. I don't judge according to my own eyes, but according to what the Father tells me. Father, help us to hear thee and follow that instruction to the letter, to please the Father always, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. And we know, Lord, it's not of him that willeth, not of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. It is you that is calling us, and you have called us unto yourself, and you are the one that is showing mercy to us to make us to walk in that path, in that narrow road. Help us to walk in that narrow road and please thee, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I hope you get something from this exhortation. Praise. Let's just give a shout to the Lord Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. If you pass by there, you see something like this that can remind you. I put some pamphlets that I read over there. It will remind you of some of these things. It's similar to what we just exhort. Take one each. I hope you have enough there for everybody. But take one each. You take it home and read more about simple obedience to those simple instructions, to watch it carefully, and the Lord will be teaching you more. Praise the Lord. Now, praise the Lord. This is Brother Julius Adewumi inviting you to accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you are a Christian that has been listening to this radio broadcast, I challenge you and I urge you to aspire to the goal of overcomers. Be zealous for more of God. Ask the Lord to increase your faith, to build you up spiritually, and pray for the gifts of the Holy Ghost to increase and intensify in you, so that you can come to the stature, to the fullness of the stature of Christ. That is our goal as believers. Now, if you that is listening to me, you are not a Christian, or you are just a church member, you are a church goer trying to do good, but you are not really born again. You don't even know what it means to be born again. You are not sure whether you have been washed from your sins. I invite you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, and I want to pray for you right now, so that you can be assured of your salvation, and so that your heart and your faith and your spirit can begin to believe the word of God. The word of God specifically says, anyone that believes in me, anyone that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life. You have got to believe that utterance of Jesus, and then invite Jesus to come out, take over your life, because he gives a power into the believers that he call being born again. And it is this power that rejuvenates us from within, that makes us to be a new creature in Christ. The Bible said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12. Now, you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to pray, to bow your head and pray this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you died for me on the cross. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I renounce sin. I renounce Satan. I renounce all ungodliness. And I renounce all witchcraft and evil powers. And I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior today. Come and take over my life, Jesus. And fill me with the Holy Ghost. Wash me with your blood. From now on, I belong to you, Jesus. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. Thank you for making me your child. Amen. Father, I pray for all the people that are listening. Help them, Lord Jesus Christ, to begin to follow the word of God, to begin to read the scriptures and to understand and obey it. And let them be filled with the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi. Give your life today to the Lord Jesus Christ and be filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray, Lord, that you touch all the people that are listening, help them to understand and to follow the and read the Bible in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Write to me and we shall send you some exhortation. Our address has changed. The new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050. Again, our new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050, USA. On the internet, www.gospeldistribution.org. Send us email on the internet to the webmaster at gospeldistribution.org. Thank you.